AP update. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate has given President Obama a huge legislative victory. On Capitol Hill, the AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
The yeas are 60, the nays are 38.
With that vote, the Senate approved fast-track trade legislation, one of the president's top legislative priorities. It lets Congress approve or reject but not change any trade agreement the president reaches. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch hailed its passage.
This is a critical day for our country. In fact, I'd call it a historic day.
A majority of Democrats opposed the measure, among them Jeff Merkley of Oregon.
Because it's wrong for working families to have their jobs shipped overseas.
The bill now goes to the president for his signature. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The 12 participating nations in the current Pacific-based talks account for about 40% of the world's economy. That includes Japan, Malaysia, Australia, Canada, and Mexico, but not China. AP update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menard. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.